Hi folks, welcome to Tuesdays, this week's first Luke with Luke, and we're going to finish off chapter 1 this week, and we're in the middle of Zechariah's song and looking at verse 76. And I state again, just the purpose of these is to give you something as you apply Christ to your life in the world that we live in today. And I think there's something here. Verse 76, let's just read it, that will really help. "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him." Prepare the way of the Lord. "Comfort my people, prepare ye the way of the Lord." I'm going to play you a wee bit of Handel's Messiah at the end, just "every valley shall be exalted." But that is what Zechariah is talking about here. Now, it's interesting. "You, my child." His concern isn't even so much with his child or with himself, but with just the great work of God that is about to happen. And Isaiah 40, verse 3, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." So God has told his people that he's going to send a Messiah. He's told his people that there will be a preparation for that. And now he's telling Zechariah, who would know these passages inside out, now he's telling him, "Your child, your son, is going to be the one to prepare the way for the Lord." And that is, of course, what happens. We go through the Gospels. Let's just go to Matthew 11 and verse 9. "Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.'" Or Matthew 3 and verse 3. "This is he who is spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." So, I mean, have you ever thought about that? That Jesus needed somebody to prepare the way for him? That work of preparation, I often think of that in terms of as we seek to communicate the gospel. I mean, here I am here, and there is a work of preparation that needs to be done. If evangelism is sowing the seed or even reaping, then the ground very often needs to be plowed and needs to be made ready. And people need to do that. There is so much preparation that is involved. So, just as Christ, we see that the way for Christ coming into this world was done through the preparation provided by John the Baptist, who himself, of course, was provided by God and equipped by the Spirit. So, in our day, we need the way for Christ to enter into people's hearts to be done by preparation, what the Puritans called a preparatory work. And sometimes that can take a long time, but that's what God is doing. There's always breaking up the ground. There's always sowing and watering, and eventually there will be reaping. If you sow with tears, you reap with songs of joy. So we pray as part of the work of preparation. We communicate as part of the work of preparation. We do so much, but we rely, of course, always on the Spirit. So you will be called a prophet of the Most High. You will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him. Wonderful. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye.
Every valley. The crooked straight, the crooked.